From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There's a big development today in the Zacharias Moussaoui terrorism case. Moussaoui had been representing himself on pretrial issues for the past year and a half, filing motions that have frustrated the court. Today, Judge Leonie Brinkema gave the case back to the lawyers. NPR's Nina Totenberg joins us now. And Nina, why did the judge say that Mr. Moussaoui won't be able to defend himself anymore?
Well, basically what she did is she gave him enough rope and he finally hung himself. This has been going on for, I guess, a year and a half now that she's allowed him to represent himself. And she's warned him over and over again about what's in those filings. I should say that I grabbed a few of them on my way down here just to give you a flavor of them. They're consistently irreverent, anti-Semitic, and I would have to say also they're funny. In one, he says, Leonie, lethal, wicked, compassionate conservative. He consistently refers to his court-appointed lawyers as standby death lawyers. He's called the lead standby lawyer, Frank Dunham, smelly Dunham. He said Dunham is a butcher. And he's called Dunham the pervert in symbiosis with Ashcroft, the vicious liar. And my personal favorite is a multiple-choice question that Moussaoui put into a motion that relates to the government's ever-changing theory of the defendant's connection to the September 11th attacks. And the question is this, he writes, in case you forgot, Leonie, I only asked for Ashcroft to pick one of the below. 20th hijacker, 4th plane pilot missing in action. I, Ashcroft, don't know, or let's kill him anyway. You sort of get the idea. Mm-hmm. Anyway, last week, Judge Brinkema warned Moussaoui that she would revoke his self-representation if he filed any further frivolous, scandalous, disrespectful, or repetitive pleadings. He then filed two more motions that apparently were straws that broke the camel's back.
And what could possibly have been in those motions that wasn't in anything that she saw already?
I think it's all cumulative. They're still sealed, but we know the substance of them. He asked for a classified congressional report about September 11th, and he asked the judge to reconsider a decision that she made last month that ironically benefited him and hurt the government. In her order today, Judge Brinkema said that Moussaoui knows full well he's not entitled to classified material, and he knows that the decision he asked Brinkema to reconsider is on appeal and that all actions in the case have been postponed pending resolution of that appeal.
And what is the appeal exactly? What's being appealed here?
Well, Judge Brinkema imposed sanctions on the government in October because the prosecution refused to produce three al-Qaeda witnesses that it's holding in custody overseas, witnesses whom the judge said might have exculpatory information about Moussaoui. Today, she said that Moussaoui's latest motions contained, in addition to repetitious and frivolous motions, they contained contemptuous language that would never be tolerated from an attorney, and she said they will no longer be tolerated from this defendant either.
And what happens now? Where does Zacharias Moussaoui go from here?
Well, he can appeal on his own, and I would bet that he's probably not going to win that appeal. He will henceforth be represented by his court-appointed standby lawyers, who now will be his real lawyers and who he's refused to cooperate with. They are some of the very best criminal lawyers in the area, and they've represented him very well on appeal so far when he couldn't represent himself. They won a lot of victories for him, and I would think that this increases the likelihood that there can be a trial, and it improves the possibility that some of Judge Brinkema's orders requiring the production of those witnesses, at least by closed-circuit TV, might actually even be upheld.
And these are the same lawyers that he has such contemptuous language for.
Yes.
in his motions.
There's almost nobody that he doesn't have contemptuous language for, and they perhaps more than anybody else, particularly because at one point they tried to suggest that he have an insanity defense, and he went completely bonkers over that, and so therefore, ever since, he's had nothing but contempt for them.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you.
NPR's Nina Totenberg.